are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Brian Peacock here on this Wednesday edition of the show. Back from vacation, feeling good, feeling refreshed. My guest today, of course, is Mr. Nick Winkler. We're doing our Winky Wednesday, dipping into the mailbag, talking about, well, I don't know what happened over the weekend. So Nick's going to have to fill me in on what's going on in the world, in the football world, and in the 49ers world. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review the podcast. We're on iTunes. We're on Spotify. We are everywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play podcast Locked On 49ers and tell a friend about the program and all the shows on the Locked On Podcast Network. And with that, let's bring on today's guest.
Nicholas Winkler, come on down.
Nicholas, how are you, sir?
Oh, fantastic, buddy. How you doing? I mean, come on, it's Super Bowl week, man. Get excited.
Yeah, I'm excited about the Super Bowl. I have been out of contact with the world for the weekend, and so I feel like I might have missed something. There's like some beef going on.
You missed the Pro Bowl? How could you? You call yourself a football fan?
Yeah. That's bad on my part. I apologize.
Yeah. You owe it to everybody right now. You need to make up for it, buddy.
Hold on. Give me 3 hours. I'm going to watch the Pro Bowl, then we'll re-record
this
podcast.
Okay, I'll just sit here while you – I want to just like live hear you watch it.
Okay.
I want your reactions.
I like that a lot. yeah, the Pro Bowl is not – I'm more bummed that I missed the Senior Bowl. I'm going to have to go back and watch that because I want to talk a little bit about the Senior Bowl and what I saw from the practices and who had stock up, stock down, and talk a little bit more draft. I'll do that on tomorrow's show.
I look forward to that.
Yeah, today let's take some mailbag questions, shall we?
Yeah, I like it, buddy.
Oh, by the way, before that, the one thing I did hear about was Nickell Robey-Coleman called Brady old, and then like that helped the Patriots and Tom Brady play that underdog role, which is pretty silly at this point.
Why would you give Tom Brady anything to like motivate him?
It's crazy,
it's
man.
So dumb.
Yeah, not smart. And you know they had a meeting to say don't do that thing. Every player has to know that. I mean, how many Super Bowls have we seen? Every player has to know that.
Yeah. It's just like he wants his name to get out there for something other, you know, than the dumbest penalty that didn't get called in the history of football.
You know, and I think a lot of reporters have flocked to him because he had a nice little soundbite after that happened. So now he's like soundbite guy. So I think there's just more opportunity, more mics in his face, and then that's what happens.
Yeah, he's looking for, you know, he's planning his post-football career.
That's exactly
while he's
right.
Still playing. No, actually, hey, I don't know if you saw the bit about George Kittle working with Tony Gonzalez.
Oh, yes, I did see
that. That's awesome, man. I love that so much.
That's fantastic. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to happen soon, man. I mean, if you know, there's not a better tight end out there to learn something from than Tony Gonzalez. Dude did it right, played forever, was just a beast at catching the ball, wonderful blocker. I mean, talk about the ultimate tight end. It was Tony Gonzalez.
You know what Kittle could take from Tony Gonzalez is those red zone skills, because there was maybe nobody better.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a little bit bigger. At least he was during his time in comparison to the people around him than Kittle is right now.
But... And Gonzalez was more of a basketball athlete. He was more above the rim. Kittle put down, I think, a big-time vertical jump. He's just a really good athlete at the combine, but he doesn't play that above-the-rim style. He's on the ground, and he gets his yards by both force and just straight speed.
Straight speed. Yeah, no, you're right. That sounds like the perfect thing to learn from Tony Gonzalez. I love it.
Another one was Dante Pettis. This came down last week. Dante Pettis trying to work out with, I think, Chad Johnson.
Yeah, talking there you go. Hey, Ocho Cinco had his days.
Yeah, and he's had some of the best footwork in the business. So
here's a good question for you, though. Hold on. So why is Jerry Rice talking about, oh, I'll mentor Antonio Brown if he comes here. Why don't you mentor Dante Pettis?
That is a fantastic point. Yeah.
What the hell?
That is a great point.
Is it on the 49ers? Like, are they not bringing him in?
Maybe haven't.
So they're missing something big there, because you're talking about the GOAT right there.
No, and I know Kyle Shanahan has tons of respect. He grew up watching those teams and was a fan of those teams. So I'm sure they've had to ask him. You know, Jerry Rice is busy. He's doing other things. But
I know he spent some time out there. But that was 2 years ago, wasn't it? When he was out there running during practice, I think that was Kyle's first year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So he's reached out for early on. Yeah. He reached out. So, yeah, this.
But come on, Jerry. Mentor the guys who are here. Enough of this hypothetical nonsense.
I think part of it is it's social media savvy, and he's getting his name out there and just being relevant with a name that's more popular. And also, he doesn't want to grind like a coach. Jerry just wants to enjoy retirement, I think. It's pretty obviously he hasn't tried to go into broadcasting or coaching or anything full time. He just kind of is around sometimes.
Oh my gosh. Real quick. Did you see this Joe Montana story?
No.
That he's like a large investor in this $75 million group that's joining up with a marijuana company.
Oh, no. I think I did see something like that. Smart man. Businessman.
Yeah. I mean, it's the future for sure now that it's legal. You know, everybody who says they haven't done it, you know, come on. Nobody believes you.
Well, also, you know why he was Joe Cool. He was just stoned all the time.
Well said.
What do you think? Let's dip into this mailbag. There are some questions about food that I think we should address.
Food's important.
It's not going to be all right about food, but there were some important questions. This one from Jose. What is the all-time best Super Bowl food? Barbecue subs, chips and dip, pickles, pizza and pineapple? I like this. See, that's somebody who listens to the show knows that we're pickle guys.
Amen to that. And the pepperoni and pineapple. Well
right,
played.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I think it's just chips and dip, right? I mean, you never double dip.
Guys, don't go to the party and double dip.
Mm-mm, don't do it. I mean, you might as well just stick your finger in there and lick it and stick your finger back in. Come on.
What if you go backside chip?
So, I'm okay with that. As long as the part didn't touch your mouth.
Okay. So you go front side, backside, double dip.
But if you're going to do that, and there's a lot of people around, like, make it really clear. You know, like hold it up as you're flipping the chip around because you don't want somebody assuming.
No, and verbally and non-verbally communicate that you are not double dipping the same part that you bit.
You're all back chip dip as you go in, just calling it out.
That is very important.
You can't go wrong with an onion dip and a ruffle. I think that's my all-time favorite.
So you and I both went to Tahoe this week. Mike's asking about our favorite pizza in Southlake. Did you have pizza?
Yeah, I did actually. Where did we get it from though?
I only know two places.
I think it was the Blue Dog. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Blue Dog. So there's Blue Dog and there's Base Camp. Base Camp is right at the Heavenly Village area.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go Blue Dog. I like Blue Dog.
Yeah. Me too. That's just kind of my go-to.
And it's less busy. You got to wait for a table sometimes at Base Camp if it's a busier time.
I feel like there's a brewery up there that has some pretty good pizza too. I don't remember which brewery. Yeah,
the one that goes downstairs.
Yeah, that's the one.
I think it's just Lake Tahoe Brewery, is it?
Oh, maybe.
Something like that.
It's been, again, it's been a few years. I didn't take the kids down there.
I skipped that one this trip too. So I had my just baby boy and we had, it was more of a family vacation, a little bit. Yeah.
Did Leo eat some snow?
He did not eat any yellow snow or white snow.
No yellow snow.
That's a lesson that I can't wait to pass down to him is that my dad taught me. Thankfully, is don't eat the yellow snow. It's very
just any colored snow. You just eat the white snow.
Just white, just the powdery white stuff on the very top. But he didn't like the snow that much. He hung out for a bit, and then something. I think maybe he got cold. Maybe he was playing with the snowman. He was touching it. I think he got his fingers cold. Once he got his fingers cold, he's like,
"What is this?
I don't like this, man." Let's go back to 65
Baby's
degrees.
Baby's like warmth.
Right, exactly. He was cool with it at first, though. It was fun to see him in the snow trying to figure out what that was.
What is happening right now, Dad? What have you done to me?
Exactly. So let's go back to Mike. His real question is, what do you think about signing an average cornerback to a Garcon-type deal, no guaranteed money after 2 years, and letting him compete with Spoon and Moore for the other starting spot?
I mean, we gave Garcon a bunch of money up front, though. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. But I don't know about that.
I mean, that's
about
cool.
Just getting an average guy a bunch of money.
Pay a guy that you're starter's money for the short time that he's around. It's much better than when you pay a guy too much for what he's not doing later. So I'd much rather upfront pay guys. And I like what the 49ers are doing with that. A lot of front-loaded contracts. Even the Garoppolo deal. The 49ers have paid a lot for that one already. They could walk away from Garoppolo if they wanted to after this year.
Yeah, I mean, now that they got Nick Mullins, you know.
That's true. That's very true. But yeah, no, that's the perfect idea. We've talked about it a few times on the show. If you go back to the Crocker episode a couple weeks ago, I think the two names we came up with were Maurice Claiborne, the guy I've been talking about.
Just veteran, I like that one.
You know, veteran to come in and compete. Someone who that Spoon and Moore would have an opportunity to beat out, but it wouldn't be super easy. You know, that he would be some competition. And I think McCourty was the name that Crocker brought up.
Okay.
And so yeah,
I like both of those names.
Those
both
make
solid.
Sense. And they wouldn't break the bank, I don't think.
No, yeah, I don't think that we'd have to give them that big chunk that they gave Garcon when he first came over.
All right, this is a good time to step away for a quick break. I got to tell you guys about MyBookie. Super Bowl 53 is almost here, and it's time to get in on the action with MyBookie. Don't be that guy, no rooting interest, as your relatives and friends are sitting around watching the game. They got the craziest props, which is always super fun around the Super Bowl, and it really is one of the most fun times of the year. Make sure you're ready for that daily action by signing up at MyBookie today. They pay fast when you win. Ownership really cares about good customer service, and they offer the craziest props. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. If you want to make some money during the bowl, you got to go to MyBookie. Join now and MyBookie will offer you a 50% deposit bonus to make sure you have a nice bankroll for the Super Bowl. Use promo code LOCKEDON when you deposit to activate the offer. That's promo code LOCKEDON for 50% deposit bonus when you start up a new MyBookie account. At MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. Let's keep it moving with Steve. He says, yo, Brian and Bay Area Wink, I saw that concussion stats are on the decline in the NFL. Do you think more rule changes are on tap to keep this trend going?
I do, yeah. I think that we're gonna lose the kickoff soon.
The kickoff has become so boring, it doesn't really matter, yeah. Except for an opportunity to – it's sort of like the extra point. The only reason the extra point kick needs to exist is so there's an option to go for two.
Well, you know, and I like that they moved it back, you know, the PAT,
to make it more
was
difficult,
all about
right.
that when it happened. Because, yeah, before would, that, it was just dumb.
I thought more teams would start going for two than,
Me
like,
too.
All the time.
Yeah, you'd think that there'd be some stat out there, you know, where it's like, 60% of the time we get it, so why not just go for it every time?
And I just don't think people have had the balls to try that, but I'm surprised.
Somebody will. Somebody will start the trend, and it'll be the next big thing.
Yep. As soon as they start to hit a few of them, then everyone's going to do it.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, if you hit three out of four in a game, I mean, there you go. You got an extra point.
So let me ask you, what further could the NFL do?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So kickoffs,
man.
Like, we can't have more penalties. That's the problem. How do we keep it safe without every play ending in a penalty or a review of a penalty now?
Yeah, I think that, I hate to say it, but, I mean, someday they might just lose the helmets, you know? I mean, I know that you definitely bring a big risk in with that, but at the same time, like, nobody's going to leave with their helmet if they don't have a helmet on.
I don't know, man. These guys are nuts.
Yeah, it's true.
I think that would even separate it more because you get someone like Ronnie Lott who just doesn't care. And, and that would make
or that
him...
linebacker that's headbutting guys when he doesn't have a helmet on.
Yeah, exactly. And that would make him a great player. And you'd have that
right.
Because I think there was some of that in the past where it was like some guys didn't want to go down that route, and some guys didn't care at all, and they're toothless, right. And they're like, let's go.
Yeah, you definitely want that guy on your team. Like, if you're picking squads, like, oh, yeah, I'll take the crazy guy.
It's like hockey. Do you remember when they made hockey helmets mandatory, but...
And there was...
If you
they grandfathered in the older guys.
Yeah, so if you're older and you didn't have to wear a helmet before, then you didn't have to if you didn't want to, but the new guys all had to.
Right.
And there was the old dudes who just straight up didn't wear... Like, there. Can you believe... There was a time when hockey goalies did not have face masks.
I can't even believe that. That doesn't even make sense.
That's a thing that happened. Like, how did that sport even get off the ground?
I know. How are there not more deaths? Like, I mean, seriously. Oh.
It's wild.
Yeah. No, I don't know about too many other rule changes. Like, I think that maybe they do something with punts. You know, maybe where it's more of just like, you can't have anybody back there. You know, like, you got to let the putt bounce around.
Oh, right. Like, so you can't even go get the guy who is returning until he's got the ball. Then everyone takes
off. Or, like, after it bounces. Or, like, you have to let it bounce or something. Like, there's got to be some sort of – and then maybe, like, they move all the receivers in, you know, so there's not that one guy on the outside, the speed guy.
Oh, the gunner.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't care enough about special teams to worry about those kind of things.
That's the only place you could really do it, right?
But is that where all the injuries are happening right now?
I know that was one of the main concerns, was the high impacts on kickoffs, which is why they moved the kickoffs up so that there'd be more touchbacks. There's also, I know the other biggest is just the linemen every single play banging into each other. And I just don't know what you could do there.
Yeah. I don't know how you can,
like, how do you change that without changing football too drastically?
And that's part of it is, like, there's other sports that are way more brutal. There's dudes literally trying to hurt each other in a ring.
Yeah. You're
so
right.
Football, like, at some point, like, does the NFL need to be, like, the moral leader of keeping people healthy in the world?
Right.
Like,
these and that's just it. I mean, maybe they look at these concussion numbers and they're like, yeah, this is where we want it. You know, this is acceptable. Yeah.
We did something and we lowered it.
Right. Yeah. Look at how much we lowered it. Okay. This is good. Right.
Or they, it could go the other way where they stop really policing it and caring because they're like, oh, we did good. Good job, guys. And then it starts creeping back up because they, you know.
Right. And then they're like, okay, I guess we got to make a change again in 10 years from now or something.
All right, let's keep it moving with DJM on Twitter. The 49ers go all in this year in free agency trade market and try to go for it all. Do you still think we are a draft or a year away from competing? He's talking about Antonio Brown and Earl Thomas and getting a stud linebacker or a pass rusher. And then this year's draft class, do you think they're still far enough away or can they go all in now and kind of pull what the Rams did last year?
Yeah, I mean, you look what the Rams did. I mean, what the Bears did. You know, it's definitely doable. You know, if you get the right guys in there, and the key to all of this, you look at all of these teams that are still playing in the NFL, in the Super Bowl, that made it to the playoffs, they stayed healthy. Their stars did not get hurt. It's a huge part of the game. So there's a lot of luck that goes into it. And sure, you go out and you sign a couple big name guys, and you luck out and you stay healthy, they could be in the Super Bowl next year. I'm not saying they're going to be, but of course they could.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, there's a lot of luck, man, and they had none of it this year or last year. It's been a rough couple of years luck-wise.
It has been, and I think that's going to change turnovers too. They're going to start bouncing. Yeah. So, and then not to mention all those names that he just mentioned, you get your quarterback too. Like that guy's coming back, which is maybe even a bigger impact than all those things.
And McKinnon too, who's a playmaker, you know, and maybe he's not that stud, but he's at least another guy.
And I don't think they even need to go that far. You know, like a nice haul. Get somebody in free agency that can start for you, maybe at edge and free safety. If the trade prevents itself, that's fine too. And have a nice draft and let the young team that you already have develop. You get your quarterback back. Everyone's back in the same scheme for another year and roll. And the 49ers should compete anyways next year. And if they don't, I think there's a big problem, even if they don't go huge in free agency.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about another year of Kittle, who totally understands this system. Pettis will, you know, be in his sophomore season. He gets it now. And, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of bright spots for the 49ers going forward.
Totally agree. Let's go to Ferocious Gentleman. He said, sup, BDP, sup, Wink, how was Lake Tahoe? Lake Tahoe sup. Was awesome for me. Same for you, I assume, Nick?
No doubt, yeah. Best trip, man.
Do you guys think Lynch vetoed Kyle's no on Skaggs to Denver as part of a handshake deal to set up a trade down? So trading down in the draft for a guy like Sweat, who balled at the Senior Bowl, it wouldn't shock me if he did. Chess, not checkers. Oh, man. I don't think so.
That's pretty deep. That's going deep, man.
I just think more so that they have a relationship as part of it. And I think it was Barrows who pointed out, look, it's actually a true promotion for Skaggs, who did not call plays before, and now he will. But some of the other names that were out there that Kyle said no to, those guys are involved in game planning. And, you know, run game coordinator, pass game coordinator, they have the coordinator word in their title.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I think it was both those things. I think some relationships help. But as far as a trade later, I don't think the 49ers are going to trade down to target a single player.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, as far as Sweat, it's like, yeah, maybe they like him and maybe he's the best player once they did trade down. But it's all about what Denver would want to move up for, because you're moving up for a specific player, not down for a specific player. If they like Sweat that much, they'd take him at two.
Yeah, that's a good point. And when it comes to coaching staff, for me, it's like, why would you, you know, allow one of the guys you want to keep on your staff to go interview for a job somewhere else when they're under contract? Like, you want to keep your job. Why would you let one of your best guys go? Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Just like players. There's the Antonio Brown thing. There's the Anthony Davis thing in the NBA.
Sure.
Like, you, if you're a GM or you're in management and they demand a trade, you're like, okay, we'll take that into consideration. Now go back to work.
especially with the Anthony Davis thing. It's like, okay, we got a year and a half left on your contract. We'll try our best. Like, it would make sense for them to do it before he's a free agent and they get nothing for him. But,
right,
you know, why you're not just going to rush into something right now to make him happy. That would just be foolish.
Yeah, exactly. And you want to keep good coaches. You want to keep good players.
Of course, especially if you see a future there, you know, and you're building something, and you know, that person's a part of it.
All right. More Locked On 49ers mailbag with Nick Winkler right after this. This is not a question, but I agree with Steve here. He said Locked On 49ers is the only Niner podcast that is just as good, if not better, in the offseason. Thanks for that, Steve.
Attaboy, Steve.
Appreciate that one. Where are we at here? Oh, here we go. There's a food-related question that I missed here that you might feel strongly about. I don't as much because, you know, I'm not as big on the burgers. I like a burger, but I don't fight people over burgers like some people do. This is from Gregory. He says, Buffalo Blue Cheeseburger or Bacon Western Cheeseburger?
Oh, that's an easy one.
Is it easy for you?
It's easy for me, and there's one thing in there that ruins everything for me, and that's blue cheese, dude. I don't need any moldy cheese. I don't understand it. People love it. I've tried it so many times. It's like, why? Why am I eating moldy cheese? That's not right.
Is the Buffalo Blue Cheeseburger something that I should be familiar with? Is that like a big thing from a certain chain that I don't eat at or something?
I got no idea because
the Bacon Western Cheeseburger, I know where that comes from.
Yeah. You can get that kind of anywhere.
Do they have those at a lot of places? Not just.
Yeah, you can just, you know, I think Denny's even has like an onion and a barbecue sauce thing, and Carl's Jr.'s got one. I think Burger King's got. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things you can just kind of get that, you know.
Carl's was the OG, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. Carl's. That was the OG, but I think you can get it pretty much anywhere now that has onion rings.
That's a ripoff. I would never order that from anywhere but Carl's, and I don't go to Carl's, so I guess I'll never eat a Western
so you're never going to have it in your life. I love burgers, and I do love a good. You know, anything with onion rings on it, hell yeah, I'll take it. Barbecue sauce, sure.
Blue cheese is okay. I can get down with some blue cheese, but I don't crave blue cheese. I'm not like, yes, I want the blue cheese thing. I almost never had that feeling.
It's nasty.
So that's easy. That's Bacon Western for me.
Ugh.
If Earl Thomas, this is from Jun, our boy Jun with four N's and two H's. If Earl Thomas is signed, what becomes of Colbert? Originally drafted as a cornerback, do we try him outside to see what he can do or keep him at safety and not stunt his development like we did with Ward?
Yeah, I think that's the one. I don't think you move him around.
I completely agree. He showed something at safety. He provides nice depth. I don't think he showed anything at corner, which is why they moved him to safety.
Right.
And so he's a perfect depth piece. He's a backup, can play special teams. If Earl goes down, now you have a guy who has started in the NFL and has shown flashes. And after he continues to develop and maybe plays behind Earl and learns some things, and then you got a nice starter still and you got some depth. So that's easy. He's backup, free safety, and that's it. And like you mentioned, quit bouncing guys around like Ward. Ward did not get helped out by how the 49ers used him at all.
No, not even a little bit.
But part of that is because he's always hurt, so.
Right. Stay healthy, dude. Come on.
Exactly.
Get some of that luck we talked about.
To Philip, most people would list edge, cornerback, and wide receiver as the biggest needs. With that said, what's the chances San Francisco goes offensive line in the second round? Most nobody saw O-line pick at number 9 last year. And in my opinion, interior OL is still a big need.
Yeah, you know me and Lincoln Tomlinson, man.
You want to replace him already? He just signed a big deal.
I don't dislike the way he plays. There's just too many penalties. You know that.
No, I know.
No, it's not a bad idea. You know, it's really not. It's one of those things where Staley's getting up there, you know, and if you can get a big guy that can go inside, maybe you bump one of those big guys outside and move McGlinchey on over to the left side in a year or two. And yeah, I mean, it's, you definitely have to think about it. Maybe not the second round, since there are so many other glaring needs, but you definitely draft somebody, at least one.
Here's my whole thing with needs and draft. And ideally, if you are building a roster and it's blank and I'm, you know, putting together a mission statement, like, hey, how do you build this team? Mm-hmm. You've got a roster of players and you attack the needs in free agency and you draft the best players in every round. And
eventually, okay,
eventually you have a better roster than chasing your own tail and drafting needs all the time. So if the best player in the second round is an offensive lineman, then you draft the dude.
Right.
Simple as that.
You trust your board.
Right. And hopefully the glaring needs you've attacked in free agency. And sometimes, like edge rusher, there's not a lot of guys there. Wide receiver, there's not a lot of big-time wide receivers that hit. So you got to continually draft those players so that way they're not such glaring needs. The 49ers haven't really done that in the past however many years, dating back to old regimes. So that's why they are in such need of these things that are hard to find in the free agent market. Right. So that being said, offensive line in the second round I would have no problem with, and it probably shouldn't be too shocking because the 49ers have a starting spot wide open right now. Last year they didn't even have a starting spot wide open at right tackle, and they made one by trading a good guy on draft night and drafting one number nine overall. So that's a good point. Anything could happen. Don't be shocked by anything that happens in the draft because it's always way more insane than you think it's going to be.
Yeah, no one's ever going to predict how it's actually going to go down. It's like the NCAA bracket. There's a reason they offered like $1 billion if you got one right. You're not going to
exactly.
do it.
Exactly. And by the way, here's a teaser for tomorrow's show. I've got a player that I saw at the Senior Bowl that I think might be that guy for the 49ers. Probably a day two guy, maybe top of the third round would be more like it for this player, but it kind of depends on how teams view him. But he's one of the players I'm really looking at. And he stood out at the Senior Bowl to me, and I think he'd be a perfect fit for what the 49ers might need this offseason in the draft if he's there, still around maybe at the top of the third round. But I'll tease that for tomorrow's show.
Tease.
Yeah. All right. I guess that's going to do it for today's show. You feel good about that?
I do, buddy. That was fun. That was a lot. I like the food questions. Keep them coming.
And you can even get weirder than that. I think there's
just leave the blue cheese out of it, though. Come on.
Well, I think it's important that the listeners really get to know us in that sort of a way, you know,
right, our likes and our dislikes.
Hopefully they're sending us food and they're just trying to figure out, okay, what kind of food should we send these guys?
Oh, I like
and
that.
Now
that's
it's not
going
to be blue cheese.
bring out some pepperoni and pineapple pizza to the draft party next year.
Pickles and barbecue sauce and onions, put it all over there. Don't put blue cheese on it if it's coming Wink's way.
Yeah, unless you don't want me to eat it.
Or unless you want to bring it to the party and have him not eat it so you can hide it yourself.
You just want to tease me a little bit. I'm cool with that.
All right, Nick, take it. Thanks for joining me once again here on the show.
My pleasure, bud.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for keeping those mailbag questions coming. And I'm going to hit a bunch of mailbag questions again tomorrow. So join me again right here on Locked On 49ers.
See ya.